Cattle futures extended gains on Tuesday for the first time in a spell. Wholesale beef values continue in a rut, although a bit higher than a year ago. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 17th of April. Cattle futures continued higher Tuesday for the second consecutive session, perhaps in the process of establishing a bottom. At the close and before final settlement, live cattle futures were an average of $1.59 higher, and feeder cattle futures were an average of $2.38 higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, FOB live prices were $182 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $184 in Nebraska, and $185 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress delivered prices were $293. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.86 lower Tuesday afternoon at $298.02 a hundredweight. Select was $1.30 higher at $292.64. Turning to row crops heading into the close, corn and soybean futures were lower again with likely pressure from positive weather and the early planting pace. According to USDA's weekly crop progress report, 6% of corn was in the ground, which was 1% more than the 5-year average, and 3% of soybeans were planted, which was 2% more than average. Corn futures were mostly 1 to 2 cents lower through Dec of 25, and soybean futures were 8 to 13 cents lower through July of 25. However, Kansas City wheat futures were mostly 1 to 3 cents higher through July of 25.
Whoa! Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
I had no results from Trendable Tuesday auctions with much volume to report at press time. Remember, if you're looking for a weekly market summary and highlights, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed little change Tuesday as investors wrestle with sticky inflation and the prospects of a longer period before the Fed can reduce interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 63 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 10 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 19 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME were little changed through the front six contracts. Although choice box beef cutout values are a touch higher than at the same time last year, David Anderson, livestock economist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, says that some see weakness relative to higher year-over-year calf and fed cattle prices. According to Anderson, in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets from the Livestock Marketing Information Center, cutout values are in the winter to spring transition period, moving from wintertime roasts and other incuts to steaks for grilling season. Primal cut values for chucks and rounds have been declining, while the primal loin has been increasing. However, rib and wholesale ribeye values have yet to increase seasonally. Further, Anderson notes, positive weather, cheaper feed, and longer feeding periods are fostering counter-seasonally heavier carcass weights and increased quality grade. He explains beef grading choice has increased by more than 1 percentage point to more than 74%, which is about the same as last year, while prime is 1.5 percentage points higher than a year ago at 11.5%. When combined with larger beef production, Anderson says the grading percentages mean there's more prime and choice beef than at this time last year. Increased choice supplies and fewer select supplies are helping to pressure the choice select spread to under $5 a hundredweight. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 17th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.